Spooky. Scrooge.
Oh, we're a little early for that holiday. Hello, cocktail fans, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave.
I'm Fred.
And you're...
And I'm the Gooch.
Gooch.
Yeah, I'm the Gooch.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
That's catchy.
Yep. Only for our special Halloween episode?
That is correct.
Wow. Spooky.
That's right. Or Don Pardo. I don't know if that was spooky or Don Pardo.
But Don Pardo's kind of spooky.
Oh, sure. Because he's dead.
Is he?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Oh, like 5 years ago? Was it that one?
Maybe not even that. Maybe just 2 or 3 years ago. And he was really old.
Wasn't it just last week?
No.
No.
No, check here. I'm holding up a newspaper. Read the date on it.
If you're wondering who Don Pardo...
1942.
If you don't know who Don Pardo is, who is Don Pardo?
Don Pardo was famous.
Mm-hmm.
A radio and television announcer.
Yeah.
For like 70 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. His whole career.
But how would most, say, people in our age group would know him as the voice of...
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live!
With your hosts...
Yes.
Steve Martin.
Wow, Dean Martin?
Or Dean Martin.
Dean Martin Jr.
I don't have his enunciating skills.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hence the year Fred Pardo.
Yeah, right. My stint as Fred Pardo is come and gone.
More like Fred Plato.
Ooh, wow.
The philosopher?
Yikes.
Yes, yeah, the philosopher. The easily malleable philosopher.
Yes. So before we get into our special Halloween episode, we make all kinds of creepy cocktails.
Dear God, is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a predicament for you. Now, I don't know if you guys would fall into this predicament, because you keep your liquor cabinets pretty well stocked, wouldn't you say?
No. I used to. Yeah. I'm going to say Fred does. I'm going to say that I'm not as well stocked as I once was.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you can relate to this, and I'm sure somebody out listening to our show might relate to this. You know, you come home after a hard day, mm-hmm. say, Jason, you know, from the store, and you go, I really need a drink.
Yes.
And you go to the liquor cabinet, and your favorite spirit that
you're all Campari.
You're the one you've really got your taste buds focused on, and you don't have any more.
Ah.
And then you gotta go, now I gotta go to the liquor store. And you know, if that's on a Friday or Saturday, it's gonna be a nightmare.
Sure. So holiday? Nightmare.
You don't wanna do that. And you say to yourself, Jason, you say, what if there was some sort of service where I could go online, order my liquor?
That doesn't seem likely.
And get it delivered to your house in less than an hour.
Wow.
I don't think,
that would be fantastic.
That would be a wish. Yeah, you wish that could happen.
Oh, no. It is reality.
I don't think so.
Because you go to our website.
Is it Elon Musk?
No, Elon Musk is not. He's been
nothing to do with it.
No. I don't want him anything to do with it. He's far too expensive.
All right.
It's going to come in a magnetic tube.
No, this will cost you a lot less than hiring Elon Musk.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm in.
Yeah. So you go to our website, you click on the resources page,
yep.
And there's a little link there for alcohol delivery.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's not what it's called. You got to go there,
and
then you'll find out what it's called.
Oh.
Then you click on the link, and you go to the website, and you can... Now, it's not available in every city, but
no.
In a lot of cities in North America.
It's really?
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
And here's one more bonus for you.
Yeah?
If you sign up for our newsletter... You'll get $5 off in your first order.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I sign up for our newsletter and get $5 off?
You're already signed up. Too late.
Oh.
However, Jason, you haven't signed up. Perhaps you could.
Perhaps I could.
But folks, it's really for you out there. So go to if you go to our website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com, click on the newsletter tab, sign up. And the coupon code is inside our newsletter.
Right. So then they put that coupon code in on their first order on the site.
On the site. Which you can find the name of when you go to...
Oh, it's a secret name. We're not going to say the name. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not going to do all the work.
You're right.
You got to go to the website.
They have to go there anyway.
Exactly.
You've given them the directions.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look at that. A coupon code.
Yeah. I'm not going because, I'm not getting a coupon.
No. I can always tell you later.
Oh. Okay.
On the flip side, yeah. Though, it's Fred that actually delivers the stuff.
Yeah. Like, good point.
That's what he doesn't know yet.
What?
I'm going to wait till after.
I'm going to get it. Suddenly I'll be getting a whole bunch of emails.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you deliver this, Fred?
Like so. When Kramer's phone number got mixed up with the movie phone.
That's
phone
right. Number. Yeah. That's
we're
right.
Calling.
Hello, alcohol delivery. On aisle A.
I can probably work that in.
Yeah, oh,
I can probably fit it into my schedule.
Sure. Alcohol delivery. I think that's fantastic. And safe, because if you have got home from work, mm-hmm. you did have a hard day, mm-hmm. and you've already mixed up your three margaritas, and now you're out of your favorite yeah. spirit.
No.
Now yeah. you can have somebody bring you more.
I haven't even thought of that happening.
Yeah, that's what's more likely to happen.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
All of the tequila. I can't even imagine.
No.
No.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Senor Partridge out of tequila. Yeah.
That's like, it's like running out of Aperol.
Yeah. Oh, we won't run out of that.
No, I have Aperol right here on the table in front of us.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because what we're doing, fellas, yes. is it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And this is perhaps the most ill-conceived show we have done.
I don't know. Let's
really?
See.
Really?
Well, tomorrow
yes.
is Halloween.
Right. Yes.
And we...
Not when people hear this. It will be Halloween.
When people hear this, it will be Halloween.
Right. Yeah. Happy Halloween!
And it's a midweek Halloween that we're actually right. doing this for.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a Wednesday Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It's hump day.
Yeah. So if your costume is Igor,
yeah.
you're halfway there because it's hump day.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
I did, yeah. I like that.
And so now it could be that you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get home. At yep. quarter after 5 or 5:30,
yeah. mm-hmm.
the trick-or-treaters are going to be coming to your door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like...
It's also, you're not having a party, it's Wednesday.
No, yeah. of course not.
But because of our timing,
mm-hmm.
this is our Halloween episode.
Okay.
And so you've got a few hours to scrape together these ingredients to make a fancy show-off drink for yourself.
And the kids.
And the
kids. You know, and you are a gentle person of elegant leisure, so maybe you've already got a bunch of these ingredients.
And if you don't, you can get alcohol delivery at
exactly.
many right. city.
This is just it's a perfect setup.
Because there are a couple of special ingredients in this. So mm-hmm. special, in fact, that I don't know if they're only purely for effect.
Well, I'm sure some of them are, because it's a visual thing.
It's a visual thing. It's going to be spooky.
Good.
At least one of them is spooky. This is the trick with Halloween drinks, though.
Yeah.
When I said that I had a couple in mind,
yeah.
I didn't. I didn't have them in mind.
No,
I just knew they existed. I showed them to Dave one day,
yeah.
and they were actually just regular drinks,
right?
With a spooky name.
Yeah, it's got a special effect cocktail.
Well, unless it's actually got a toe in it.
Yeah,
the odds are it's going to have regular ingredients.
I guess so, but I think when we did this before, we at least had pumpkin or something in it.
We had pumpkin.
Right,
yeah.
So there's no pumpkin, and these are just drinks, but if you have a skull mug,
yeah.
or a mug that looks like a claw, a goblet, if you got a goblet, this is the time to bring out your goblet.
Yeah. Mm. I think, probably people would be a little more accepting of these drinks than the pumpkin ones. They were a hard sell.
They were.
not for us, because they were great.
Yes. Well, this first drink, I'm completely baffled by. It's in the latest issue of the BC Liquor Store's Taste Magazine, and it was created by David Wallawidnik, who we have used before.
Wallawidnik!
And so I have high hopes for this drink because of David Wallawidnik's pedigree.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's made some good stuff.
Yeah, his parents were the finest background, educated. Mm. Yeah, no, his pedigree is...
Yeah,
impeccable.
It can't be questioned.
Yes, no. If he was judged in a dog show...
Oh, yeah, he'd come in first.
Yeah.
Or if he is, royalty, he'd be at least a duke.
Yeah, yeah. He would probably be a hemophiliac. He would be that...
yeah.
He's so that awful.
Yeah. Wow, that's sad to think of. But.
And speaking of hemophilia,
yeah.
this drink mm-hmm. that we're going to be doing first by David Wallawidnik
mm-hmm.
is called the Vampire Bloodsicle.
Mm.
You're right. It is a bit of a spooky name. Is there blood in it?
Well, if you're careful, there will not be blood in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't cut your finger while you're cutting on lemons or...
But otherwise, there could be blood in it.
Okay, all right.
But there will be a blood-like substance, which Dave created.
Yes.
Well, he didn't invent it.
No, I didn't invent it.
Oh, okay.
But I made it.
It involves... Is
one of the ingredients blood?
Could be.
Oh.
Sure.
All right.
Fake blood.
Now I am kind of freaked out.
If fruits can bleed...
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, yeah, there's a bunch of bloody raspberries. Yes.
They scream. I know that for sure.
He made a raspberry coolie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're going to get a picture of it so you can see what it looks like so that you can verify that it will be spooky.
Mm-hmm.
We have never made this drink.
No.
No.
I only know in my... I didn't even bring the magazine. I only know in my head what I think it's supposed to look like.
I got a picture of it here if you need to...
Oh, super.
That'll help with reconstructing it.
Because the secret hard to, and I don't know if you need ingredient, and this is where I'm on the fence,
right,
is some Sambuca.
Everybody's got Sambuca.
Well, they might, but this is black Sambuca.
Nobody has black Sambuca.
Yes. And
over yonder.
And because it's in the BC Liquor Board's thing-me-do...
Yes.
Part of it is to encourage you to buy
more of
black
that.
Sambuca.
Sure, because they haven't been able to get rid of it.
Yes.
Well, Sambuca's got a licorice taste, and licorice could be a Halloween treat, so some of
that's
Halloween.
A good point. Okay, we could go with that.
So this is another cocktail that's good for kids.
I'm gonna, yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where Dave is trying to go.
I'm going to tell you how to do it, and then we're going to do it. And then you'll hear the craziness as we go along.
I like the way you planned this out.
It involves a wine glass. Right. You put a 1/4 ounce of black Sambuca in the bottom of the glass. Mm-hmm. So there will be a little dark area in the bottom of the glass.
Right.
Then you fill the glass with crushed ice.
Okay.
Now in your cocktail shaker, mm-hmm. you're going to mix gin and vermouth and lemon juice, which is really just like a martini, or actually looks like a Tom Collins, right? Sort of.
Yeah.
No, Tom Collins doesn't have vermouth.
It's lemon.
Lemon. I don't know. If only there was a cocktail podcast.
Yeah, you could look that up on.
But gin, vermouth, and lemon juice is very much like a martini with lemon juice in it.
That's right, yeah.
That's going to be strained into this glass.
Right.
So it's going to trickle down through the crushed ice.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
And ideally this black licorice will still be on the bottom, though.
Okay.
Right? It doesn't get stirred or anything. No. And then we take Dave's raspberry coolie, and this blood is dripped on top of the ice, and then it trickles down in a spooky way.
Okay.
This is the theory.
Oh, that sounds like a good theory.
All right.
More of a hypothesis.
Mmm. Hypo the Sith.
Sure, yeah.
Should we make...
That?
Yeah, but normally what we do is we double the,
right.
thing. But I don't know if that's going to work 100% here.
Let's throw caution to the wind. How much booze is in this little concoction?
It's 1.5 ounces of gin,
mm-hmm.
and it's 3/4 ounce of vermouth.
Okay.
I mean, gin is really the thing. So it's like a regular cocktail.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Why don't we make a proper cocktail?
Well, we'll just do it.
Let's just do it.
Right.
We'll do 3 of them.
Sure.
So that we can all try one.
Mm-hmm.
And then one for you at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 4?
That's right. So
I'm doing the math.
Black Sambuca. Now, a lot of people don't like Sambuca.
Well, then they won't. won't like black Sambuca, I'm going to guess.
Probably a pretty good chance of it. Where's my glasses? I got a brand new measuring cup thing because my other one got upset.
Huh?
I don't know. I think it went through the dishwasher.
Oh,
it
did.
And so we need 1/4 ounce of black Sambuca.
I got horribly drunk on Sambuca once.
Did you? Well,
I don't think I've ever had it since.
We're wonderfully drunk.
Well, it was wonderful until the next morning.
No.
Then it wasn't.
So. Oh, that's when the horror arrived.
Yes. And this is like one of those sort of stories. Like, of course you got horribly drunk on it because you were supposed to have a tiny glass of it.
Well,
but when we're young, we drink a whole bunch of it, right?
I had like 12 shot glasses full of Sambuca.
Yeah.
Well.
That's never...
So there it is in the bottom of the glass,
mm-hmm.
looking spooky and Halloween-y. And then I pre-crushed the ice.
Oh, right, you did. I was wondering what you were doing in the other room. I thought you were just cracking your knuckles.
Oh, yeah, well, and so hopefully we've got enough here to, I should have brought a scoop is what I should have done. Or from the newspaper.
Yeah.
So let's just... put some crushed ice in each of these.
Oops. Yeah, that's working.
Yes, it is. Look at this. Now, if you could smell this, you'd say, that smells like a black licorice. And you would be exactly right. And we've got a little bit more here.
Oh, I think that's going to work.
I think so. I wish that it was a little bit fuller,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. So there. That's what you get for wishing. As our friend Tom Saunders always says,
yeah.
Wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first. He's a little gloomy. He's our Eeyore.
So what are you doing now? You're shaking it up.
I'm going to shake it up. And hopefully...
You're just standing around watching.
Well, you're allowed to do that, but you should probably be on your side of the microphone.
Oh, right. Because people are getting confused because my voice is going from one side all the way over to the other side.
And the fact that you and Jason look like identical twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that also confuses.
Which one? That confuses me, too.
Oh, of course it does, yeah.
So I'll put in our gin.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Oh, yeah, no, we love it. We've got our fave, Tanqueray. They're all our favorites.
In the handy tank canister that we've learned to love. I had to go buy vermouth today. So this is fresh vermouth.
Yeah, look at that. You heard the crack of it right there.
And I thought it was your knuckles again. 3/4 ounce of vermouth goes in. Who am I? Gordon Ramsay?
I hope not. You're not going to yell at me, are you?
I might. And I'm glad that you brought an extra lemon along there, Frederick, because normally, as we say, we double the recipe, but now that we have not doubled the recipe, but tripled the recipe, we are definitely going to need your extra lemon.
Exactly. Well, you know, you can't have too many lemons.
No, if life gives you too many lemons, you're the luckiest man in Lemon Town.
Exactly.
In Fruitville.
So there you go. You're gonna
let's pinch this monkey up and see how much juice we can get out of it.
Look at that. It's just it's gushing. It's a gusher.
Actually, that one half had 3/4, 3/4, 3/4. We just want a little bit less than 3 ounces.
You're just about there. So you really only needed one lemon. Because you had the juiciest lemon in the world.
Oh, you know what?
It's 2 1/4 ounces if it's 3/4, 3/4, 3/4.
Yeah, you see, this is the new jigger.
Yeah?
The new jigger doesn't have the ounces where I've been reading the ounces.
What does it have?
It has tablespoons.
Oh.
Ow.
So how many tablespoons have we got?
Well, we got the right amount.
Yeah?
But everything's going to be scaled down because I've been doing tablespoons instead of ounces.
Well, that's going to be a lot smaller. But even on the Sambuca?
2 ounces?
No, the Sambuca, I got the 1/4 ounce in there.
What else do you... Oh, is it the gin?
We're just going to try it. It's too late.
Too late.
It's too late to stop.
Well, if you're just short on gin, throw a splash more gin in.
No, the proportions are right, except that it's not ounces.
Really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
And I knew that as soon as I said the word ounces.
Yeah.
Because that should... Anyway.
I think you're more right than you know.
I hope so. You at home, use ounces.
Use ounces? I'm pretty sure you're using... You must be using ounces.
I'm not, I promise you. Because, see, it used to say 1 ounce, 2 ounce.
Yeah.
But they've moved that to the outside. And so now I was going by the tablespoons on the inside of this.
That's crazy.
I know.
Because how could that be ounces? That tablespoons... 2 ounces.
So there should be more standardization in the...
Well, I'm wondering if I've ended up with a situation where Canada has metriced us out of the...
the ounces?
Yeah, so they put the ounces in a spot where they're not as easily accessible, but the milliliters are.
No.
So we might only... Let's do a nice picture on only but one of these drinks.
It shows... Yeah, all right.
It shows that I wasn't paying attention.
But says, but there's a. How many tablespoons in an ounce?
Two tablespoons in an ounce.
Huh. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm just going to keep going by the measurements we got down here.
All right.
And here we go. Here's our spooky blood.
It is spooky.
Does it look spooky?
It does look spooky.
Yeah.
All right.
So, oh, yeah, it's starting to dribble down there.
No, I think you're onto something here.
Yeah.
All right. Only wish that we'd done it correctly then in the first place. Let's try it on this one here, which is a little bit deeper. Because they've managed to get it to look kind of... Oh, it's very ominous looking, for sure.
Yeah, they made theirs. Perhaps my raspberry coolie is a little runny. But you don't want it too thick, because then it won't run through the ice. It'll just sit on top.
Yes.
So here we go. All right. Well, it's definitely blood-like.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm. Well, that's a spooky-looking drink. I don't know. I mean, we could incorporate the picture that's in the magazine that looks... It looked like it was really... ice,
yeah,
with black on the bottom.
Here it is. Here
and then
at the bottom lighting though. Here, here you go, Dave. What do you think of that? That's spookier.
Yeah, that's a little spookier. Yeah, got a little of the up lighting. You know, put the shadow on it.
I'll get a picture.
Try one of these. So yeah. Now imagine that you've got home from work on a Wednesday,
and the kids are. In bed? I don't know.
And, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a tart.
Lemony.
Ginny drink.
Mm-hmm. Ginny?
And, as I say, we've done it with the wrong proportions.
Are you sure?
Perhaps.
I'm not convinced you did it wrong. I think
that's fine.
That's what you'd expect it to taste like?
Yeah.
I expect
a little bit sweeter, just because of the raspberry.
The coolie.
Yes.
But if you don't add sugar to the coolie, did you?
Yeah, there's a 3/4
cup
of sugar. Maybe you need
more.
You could always add a splash more. You can adjust the raspberry to your taste, I guess.
You could.
It's very, very ginny, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get the lemon. I'm not getting the Sambuca because it's at the bottom.
Yes.
I'm getting a little bit of the Sambuca.
Oh, yeah.
It's not overpowering, but I'm sure it'll get more.
Not in the nose yet, but it's at the...
I think Dave might get into his pasture because his, unfortunately, ended up with less of the gin mixture in it. What I think is neat about it is that once the dark Sambuca and the raspberry coolie and everybody all gets together, mm-hmm. it becomes quite a dark drink. It does not taste like a dark drink.
No.
It tastes like a summertime lemon drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's something. That's, okay, now I'm getting the Sambuca starting to seep its way in.
The Vampire Bloodsicle.
Mm.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you want the Sambuca. I don't know, maybe you stir it after you get it?
Well, maybe. It didn't say to stir it after you did that. But I could see as you drink it, though, that everything kind of blends together there a little bit. And the Sambuca, if you're worried about black licorice, it doesn't taste too much like black licorice once you've added the the raspberry coolie and the lemon and...
So looking at the original recipe, it just says, pour Sambuca into the bottom of a wine glass, then fill with crushed ice. In a cocktail shaker, combine gin, vermouth, and lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
Shake with ice and strain into prepared glass. Drizzle the raspberry coolie over top of cocktail and allow it to cascade through the crushed ice. So you don't stir it. So.
Uh-huh. Well, the bartender doesn't, but maybe the person that's getting it does.
But we haven't had to stir it, and it's settled down into a very lovely dark, it looks like slow gin.
Mm-hmm. But once I think the Sambuca finishes the drink.
Unlike you. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's an interesting little journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Just like Halloween itself. You start off with your favorite stuff, and you end up eating the black licorice at the very end. David Wolowidnik is a genius.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's why he's at the top of his craft.
If it was edible, you know what you would do at the very bottom of the glass? Is you would put... Remember those candies we had as kids? That you always waited to the end. They were in the orange and black and yellow wrapper.
I love those.
These would stick to the candy, didn't they?
Yeah, they'd stick to the candy. Sometimes half the candy was hanging out, like the wrapping thing. It just got...
Yeah, you'd pull the paper off and the paper would be just stuck in the middle of it. And you'd just say, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's like it was just all rolled together. The machine that made it had not done the proper job.
So when you get to the bottom, it's like one of those liquid black licorice pipes. That's what it reminds me of.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, this very is, much like
that's it.
Hmm. Starts like a Popeye cigarette, ends like a black licorice pipe. Do they still make black licorice pipes?
I think so.
They probably have to call them something else.
That's what I was wondering. Because they're not going to get rid of the mold that makes the pipe shape, are they?
No.
What do they call it now? A shoehorn? Black licorice shoehorn?
The Shudini licorice stick.
Because I saw the other day as I was walking, not it wasn't even close to Halloween yet. Well, I mean, I guess it was. It was the other day. It was when you and I met for coffee. Was that last week?
It was last week.
All right.
And you and I was there.
And you were there, too.
Yeah.
Black licorice, not black licorice, Popeye cigarettes.
Candy sticks,
mm-hmm. as they're called now.
Yes.
There was three packages over about a half block radius, mashed on the ground.
Really?
And I thought, oh, Popeye cigarettes. And then I went, oh, no, sorry, they're candy sticks.
Uh-huh.
But they come in that package,
uh-huh.
and they're white.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's buying them going, candy sticks.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You're going to pretend to smoke that.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with pretzels, but not the curly ones.
You pretend to smoke them?
I do. I like a cigarette. Yeah. I do my Groucho Marx with a little.
Yeah, I guess I do it with pepperoni sticks, too. We'll do it with anything but a cigarette or a cigar.
Exactly. Yeah, that's gross.
That's gross.
So there we go. So I went in scared, that's but cool. I shouldn't have been scared.
Uh-oh.
Because it was David Wallowidnick and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he does. And actually, where he works, I think it's called Resurrection Spirits.
Oh, that's scary.
I know, it's perfect for Halloween.
Yeah.
We ought to go there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, Dave. Now, I'm down to the bottom here now, too. Mm. And so the raspberry really meets up, though, with the licorice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it has that other element to it. It's did the licorice pipe have, like, a red business on the end of it?
It did, yes.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And I think it had, like, crystallized sugar or something. On the outside.
I think it looked like embers.
Yeah, yeah, like large sugar crystals.
Wow. Yeah. Back when they cared about confectionery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they cared about kids smoking.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're going to pretend to smoke, we're going to make it as real as possible for
exactly.
you kids. Well, I am delighted by that.
Yeah.
I think...
I liked it.
I'm worried about the proportions, but I know that they were right, except that they were wrong.
But yet it tasted fine.
Yes, it was scaled down because I did all of the right proportions as tablespoons.
Yeah.
So everything was right, except it might have a bit more Zambuca than it's supposed to have.
Mm, that seems all right.
It does seem all right.
Yeah, no, it worked out well.
No complaints over here.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying.
Happy Halloween.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Right back at you, big guy.
So, yeah, get some black Sambuca delivered to your house. You could do it with white Sambuca, but it won't turn this.
No.
Well, actually, it would probably turn something because it's going to have raspberry coulis in it.
Yeah.
But the black Sambuca gives it an ominous... There's a certain darkness there. It's not just red. There's a pit of despair and sadness. It's like a haunted drink.
Yeah.
Part of this drink is not of this world. That's how it feels to me.
Wow.
Okay.
You got the good words.
Do you think...
Make them sound nice.
...that there is a chance that anybody is going to have a Halloween party on November 3rd? Because they just couldn't get
Christmas.
Their...
No, it's Christmas. No, it can't. It's already halfway to Christmas by then.
They couldn't get their stuff together, though.
No,
so they're waiting until the 3rd.
Well, there's that one guy.
It's probably one of us. Because that would be good.
It would be good.
This is a good drink to have at your party.
And even if you don't have a party, it's still a good drink to mix.
That's right. One of the other drinks that Dave and I had looked at in the article was called the Headless Horseman Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And it was a big punch, but we chose not to even try to look at it because I think it was called the Headless Horseman because the liquor in it, the whiskey, was called what, Dave?
Dark Horse Whiskey.
Dark Horse Whiskey.
It's Alberta Premium Dark Horse Whiskey.
Right. So there was not actually any... There wasn't a real horse's head in it, or a headless horseman heading to do with it.
Oh. And also called for rosemary thyme syrup, which would probably not be an easy thing to get.
No, but the coulis was easy to make. Is that
sure
correct?
It was.
How do you make coulis? I'm going to go clean out this.
You take about a pound and a half of raspberries, frozen or not frozen.
That's a lot of raspberries. The strawberries.
Raspberries. Three quarters a cup of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I think a cup of water. You take 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. You mix it all together in a bowl. Or in you could do it right in the saucepan. Then you put the saucepan on medium heat for 5 to 7 minutes. Stir it around a bit. And then you got to strain it through a strainer just to get, because you don't want the seeds.
No, you don't really want the seeds.
And then you just let it cool to room temperature, and then you put it in the fridge. There you go. I got probably about a cup's worth of raspberry.
Well, you got something for your pancakes on the weekend.
Or vanilla ice cream.
That's
what I've already bought.
In preparation for using
up your coolie? Yeah, well, I got to use the rest of it.
Is that all the coolie there is?
Nope, there's more. That's only
probably
half of it.
He's holding in reserve. Yeah.
If you need more, I can split it up and you guys can take some home.
Well, I might take you up on that offer only because I have a whole bottle of black Sambuca.
I think you ought to take advantage of the timing. That'd be great for when the kids come tomorrow.
At a quarter ounce a drink, how long will this 26 ounce?
You can make about 100 drinks.
Let's get started.
Well, you got to work in some shooters in there, and I think that should help. As Dave can attest,
Sambuca shooter.
Yeah, you can easily go through a dozen in an evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Mistakenly.
Easily in the evening, the next day not so good.
No.
Did you actually get sick?
I didn't get sick, but I certainly felt dizzy.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those drinks where you sit down and the room is spinning.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects, all right.
Yep.
Yep, that's
it's 38% alcohol.
Oh, so that's not so bad.
And there's actually a recipe on the neck of the bottle here. And we're going to do a show one time where we're going to just do recipes from necks of bottles.
All right.
This is called the Luxardo Pepper. You put 2 ounces of Sambuca in a tumbler with cola and ice. Mm. They call that a Luxardo Pepper.
Yeah.
Fred is doing a sort of a David Putty face. He does not believe this is a real drink.
Sure. That's only a little better than my Dr. Coffee cocktail.
Which is?
That's
a prescription pad.
That's right. It's Kahlua and Dr. Pepper.
Ah. Yeah.
It's a little sweet.
Mm.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Kahlua and Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Well, when did you come up with that?
I was 17.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like a good idea.
And you called it what? Dr. Coffee?
Dr. Coffee.
Dr. Coffee.
All right. Well, you want me to include it in our newsletter?
I think you should. Because there's a Mr. Coffee and a Pepper. Dr. Pepper. So I just...
I get it. Coffee.
Mushed them together.
Exactly. That's how we came up with our wonderful drink last week, or 2 weeks ago, the Modern Mamie.
Yeah.
The Modern Mamie.
Get a Modernista and a Mamie Taylor and take the best parts of the other two.
So what's our next cocktail?
Our next cocktail, because I went to the Imbibe magazine website.
Oh, right. I know them.
Yeah.
They do a lot of drinks.
Oh, yes. They're very drink-oriented.
Yeah.
Liquids, really.
It's almost like they have
Do coffee, too.
They do coffee. Yeah. And coffee, tea, and then...
Yeah. I never get to that section.
No, of course.
They do. They bury it in the back.
As well they should.
But this came from once said... Imbibe magazine?
So this is from the magazine or the website or both?
I believe it would have been published in the magazine, which I might even have had. I did not renew my subscription. Not because I did not enjoy the magazine, but because of...
delivery issues.
Personal reasons.
Yeah. It's a pricey little product.
It is. But if you subscribe to somebody in the United States, it's relatively inexpensive. But then you are beholden to said person in the United States if you don't live in the United States.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because you got to get it from them.
Yes.
And that could be inconvenient.
And now they're doing you a favor.
Oh, yeah. They got people to do me favors all the time. They're happy to do it.
Well, yeah. But, okay. Anyway.
Anyway, we digress. Unnecessarily.
I guess so. Anyway, so I went to the website.
Good.
And I put in Halloween drinks imbibe. Maybe I did that into Google. And it came up and it said Halloween archives. And I went, dear. Now I got to wade through the archives at Imbibe Magazine for all the Halloween drinks.
That'd be horrible.
And I have one.
Oh. Okay.
This one.
What's it called?
And it's from 2017.
That was a great year.
Yes.
It was a year.
It was actually created by a guy named Paul Taylor, Washington, D.C. They had a pop-up, what does it say here? It was a pop-up, Halloween-themed pop-up bar called Pub Dread. See, like Club Med, but this is Pub Dread.
Oh, they're so
Pub
clever.
Or it might be Pube Dread.
Really?
That's gross. And the pub is all capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's big P, big U, big B. Pub Dread.
Big U, too.
And it's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
There's a guy who just appeared.
See, now everybody does that when I say that. I don't think I ever saw Beetlejuice.
Oh, you maybe ought to do that.
I think I might have seen it. Years after it had come out.
I don't think you have.
Can you give the folks at home a rundown of Beetlejuice?
Alec Baldwin dies, and Gina Davis. Oh, no. Spoiler alert. Is it
not Alec? That's not Beetlejuice. The movie?
Yeah.
No, it's Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder.
They're also in it.
Well, the main characters in it.
It's not how it starts.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you're gonna. I thought you were just gonna have a two-line summary.
Sit back, everybody. This is gonna take me about 90 minutes to get through.
I see. And if you say his name,
opening scene,
picture, if you will. Who directed this? Is this a Tim Burton thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Badoodle. Yep. Badoodle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It sounded like a title of a Tim Burton movie.
It might be.
Badoodle.
That's right. What? What was the Frankenstein dog one called?
Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie, right. Anyway. This is called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other? There's a character that if you say their name three times, they'll appear. That's not Beetlejuice. Like there's an old kid's horror story.
It's like, oh, it's a Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's a Bloody Mary.
Okay. Appears in the mirror.
Right, if you say it three times. Right. Yeah, we're not going to say it. We're saying Beetlejuice because the worst is going to happen is that Michael Keaton's going to come here in striped pajamas.
I'm okay with that.
All right, or maybe I could make a Bloody Mary.
Oh, my God, you said it twice.
I think you have to say it right
now. Now you got to say Caesar.
Yeah.
Oh, I could use it.
So what's in this Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
Well, again, now I'm concerned about this because this is not Halloween. It's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And it was served at the Halloween-themed pop-up. We got Aperol. The fun, festive-colored Aperol.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Campari.
Right.
The almost equally fun, festive-colored Campari.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
It's got sweet vermouth. The fun, festive-colored sweet vermouth.
That's right. That's weird.
And it's got an ounce of strawberry syrup in it, which is also, I mean, this
it's
is
blue.
Just, it's going to be red.
Oh, it's red. It's going to be a red drink.
It's going to look like the other thing we just had, the vampire bloodsickle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little bit of absinthe in it, because everybody loves licorice flavor with their bitters, with their Amaros.
Plus, it's creepy. Absinthe on its own is just because it'll make you crazy.
That's right. And if you wanted to garnish it, you would garnish it with red licorice.
Mm. Which we're not doing.
No.
We didn't have any red licorice.
Not on me.
Not on you.
No.
And, I mean, I thought about doing it, because I believe that red licorice is supposed to be maybe strawberry flavored?
It's maybe strawberry flavored.
Yeah, usually.
But because we hadn't made actual strawberry syrup, I purchased a Giffard strawberry syrup. I figured that was like liquid licorice.
It always makes me think of Aladdin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Giffard.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Giffard. It's from Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jafar is the villain.
Yeah.
But I don't think his name is actually Gifford.
Oh, no. But whenever I say Jafar. And if you don't really hit the D really hard,
mm-hmm.
sounds just like Jafar.
Have you seen the trailer for the sneaker trailer for the new live-action Aladdin?
No, I want to be surprised.
Oh, it's going to be. Will Smith is the genie. He's not in the trailer.
I was hoping Sinbad would be the genie.
Yeah, so was Sinbad.
Because wouldn't that be like an interesting, you know, because Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. And then Sinbad.
And Sinbad.
From the other story.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to me anymore.
No, I know. It's like the Hollywood has totally turned its back on you.
They turned it back on me. I'm shunned.
And this is one of them build it in the glass drinks. Remember, it's Halloween.
I don't know how those two things connect.
That's the loose theme of today's show.
Right, but how does that connect with build it in the glass? Does it? You said it like it did, but now I'm starting to think you're just making stuff up.
I think it might have been more of me just reminding you.
Oh. Well, thanks, and I appreciate
help
that.
Help control the pet population and have your pet spayed or neutered.
Thank you, Bob Barker.
No, it was something about you drinking this on Halloween.
Oh,
I don't know. You're right. It was. Had you just gone along with it, I think I would have gotten away with it.
We could be done by now. Look at those big cubes. Yeah, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, these are those big cubes. You got, Dave, this big cube thing. And yeah, I would say you can find that on our products page, but you cannot.
No. You can't? We could make that happen, though, couldn't we?
We probably could, because you got it at some sort of store, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a store that sells it. Probably Amazon is one of them.
Probably. Sure. Now, I'm going to... Where's the measuring tool?
Oh, I took it and put it in my pocket.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
But I did go rinse it out because I wanted to use it.
You want me to find it?
It's right under here.
Oh, somewhere. I've used it as a thing.
Yeah, a thing.
But what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to actually measure this out. What is yours here? What is this one?
That's in ounces.
All right. I'm going to use this one more time. But I'm going to read it from the side, the proper way for you kids at home.
If you insist.
Fred, you might have to get some video of this, close-up video of this, because I'm running out of space on that.
Oh, close-up video.
What was that new podcast that you discovered that you were going to try to link us to there, Freddie?
That's Stone Cold and the Jackal.
Stone Cold and the Jackal.
So we're working on those guys.
Is that like Dingo and the Baby?
It is. Exactly.
Did you ever find that particular episode?
No, I'm not really doing my job.
Ah.
It's a lot like my regular job.
Yeah, I know. Your boss has been talking to me.
I don't do that either. So we're going to do the hovering video thing here.
God, this is Campari. I'm only need a quarter ounce of Campari.
You want to start over?
No, do I?
Okay, well, let's just start over.
Well, I will, but I got to dump this Campari somewhere.
Well, I'll spot you a couple bucks.
Can we put it into something?
Sure. Sure.
Just a big jug of something.
A jug of something?
Yeah. Stone
Cold and the Jackal. So they're a couple of actors from General Hospital.
Right.
And because they're working actors in Hollywood, they're not making hardly any money at all. So they thought they would try and, basically, they discovered the gold mine that is podcasting.
Right. The license to print money.
Exactly. And so that's what they're up to. And
that's perfect.
Thank my wife's been listening to them a lot because she watches the show, and I know enough about the show to know who these guys are. They have guests, so I guess that would be. They just started in April, though. They're pretty new to the whole podcasting experience.
And how often do they do a show?
About the same, I think. Every couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
All right.
I don't think they've got as much of a regimen as we do.
Oh, you got to have a regimen. You got to have...
They're up to 23, I think. So maybe they're doing it every week. That would be about right, wouldn't it? Yeah, maybe they're doing it every week. They got a lot of downtime. It's a soap opera. I don't know how that equates, but...
And now we'll put just a quarter ounce of Campari in. This is going to be a much more doable amount.
It's certainly reddish.
Oh, we knew it was going to be reddish.
Yeah.
And where is your sweet vermouth there, Freddie?
Oh, the Antica formula.
Ah, has it been cracked?
It has not.
Oh, dear.
Why?
Well, we were hoping to get this episode up before Halloween.
Because it's been wrapped in the original, I believe that's a sheep's bladder.
You think?
I think so.
You think it's just going to bust open?
Oh, no, not at all.
No, we'll need a blade of some sort.
Blade? Here's the blade.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
You can watch your fingers and your eye.
Okay. Let's see if we can drag it around the side here.
So this is supposed to be fancy stuff. It, I don't know. It's an old formula from, what was the year, Dave?
1786 or something like that. Yeah.
And it's supposed to have notes of vanilla and other stuff. They get their vanilla only from the finest vanilla farms.
Oh!
Madagascar.
And Tahiti. They listed about 4 countries. But. Yeah. They handpick each bean.
Really?
Mm. Or, I don't know.
They don't use beans to make vermouth.
There's vanilla in it.
Oh, God. Oh, I hope that the Pub Dread people will forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Deliver them from evil.
All right, so a half ounce of the most expensive sweet vermouth you can find.
Yep.
Something that's got a cork in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, so far, very red. Very, very red. Now, I bought this raspberry syrup for a drink, but I forget if we actually did it or not. That's my story.
I don't remember either.
Ah.
See, we've got a list of all our cocktails, but it doesn't list all the ingredients. That's one more. That's drilling down a little bit too deep for me.
This should be the... Oh, my gosh.
Look at how red that is.
Yes, this is should be the vampire blood sickle. Except that there's no sickle in it.
Well, there's ice.
There's ice.
Then you can get an ice sickle.
Oh, God, sure, you could you put a wooden stick in there, freeze it. There you go.
I'm starting to feel a little queasy. There's so much red going on here.
Oh, yeah. This is much bloodier than the vampire blood sickle.
What else is that?
There's also absinthe in it. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, this is...
So we're using the taboo absinthe.
I think this drink's going to knock us on our ass.
Well, there's nothing very boozy in it. That's the funny bit.
They're all only slightly boozy.
Yeah.
Again, another cocktail that's good for kids.
Yeah.
Your grandma.
You could hand this out to the trick-or-treaters.
Sure.
You know, back in the Middle Ages, kids drank beer because they wouldn't give them water. And they said, let's have some water. That's safe.
Water kill you.
Yeah, water kills you. You gotta have beer. So why not a cocktail?
Yes.
It's probably even, more sanitary.
And then finally, just to soften everything up, a little bit of Canada Dry Club Soda.
Hope it doesn't explode.
It should be okay. It says 3 ounces. I would imagine you could probably just fill it up to the top here, but I'm going to put 2 ounces in just to see how we do with our glassware here. Oh, yeah. So I think if we were to go like this.
Oh, yeah. That's
and then we'll go like this.
That looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to this one.
And then we'll go like this.
I hope it tastes like raspberry Kool-Aid.
I hope it tastes like Jim Jones's Kool-Aid. too soon?
Okay, maybe.
Maybe you're right. Combine all the ingredients in a highball glass over ice, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's what we did.
And stir it and garnish it.
How the hell are you going to stir that?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's right to the very top.
It's just that great big...
ice cube.
So we're just going to do that with him.
You're drowning him, Jason.
In pure Halloween theme, I'm drowning the ice cube. Yeah, this looks like an IV bag full of plasma.
Oh, dear. Now, I see I don't have the steady cam option on my iPhone here, so the video's going to... a little bit of shaky there. I'm going to put this down.
All right.
I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah, all right, sure.
And I'm going to give it one more little stir at the bottom just to try to get this magma of strawberry syrup off the bottom here. Oh, dear. This is going to be wonderful, I think.
Oh, dear?
Yes. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I think this is going to be enjoyable. You know.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Remember how Walt Disney used to welcome people to Disneyland?
Yeah.
With a bunch of apologies? I'm so sorry.
This is going to be a horrible, horrible day for you all.
That's right.
You used to say. Okay, I'm going to grab one of these things. Now, first I'm going to grab a picture.
Yes, grab a picture because it's almost Halloween. Fortunately, a lot of people have Campari and Aperol and strawberry syrup and absinthe and club soda and sweet vermouth hanging around the house.
Most people did.
Thank you.
And so what might otherwise be quite a bitter drink to begin with might not be bitter because it's got an ounce of strawberry syrup in there.
Yeah.
And it's called the Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Well, the nose is strawberry Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jell-O.
It is Jell-O.
It's the Jell-O nose.
It's kind of a grown-up Jell-O. Like if I said to you, don't worry, I made you a Negroni Jell-O.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of strawberry in it to soften it for the kids.
It's got a big bitter right off the bat.
Just like Halloween. Yes. Well,
and sweet. It's weird.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Definitely bitter. Oh! the penny drops.
There you go.
Yeah.
But no, that's an interesting combo. Yeah, it is Negroni-ish.
It says for fans of the classic Americano cocktail, which I forgot to research.
Right.
It was in the Americano, but you know that it's going to be.
Yeah, the Americano, I think, was the precursor to the Negroni.
It could. Yeah, that feels right. It feels like it was all floating around in there.
Yeah.
It was Aperitivo, Milan.
Now, how much of this is the vermouth?
Okay, I'm going to give you the proportions again for you scoring at home. It's an ounce of Aperol. A quarter ounce of Campari. Just a kiss. There's just a little bit of Campari in there. Like when you think of a Negroni, which is a third Campari.
That's true.
This is a quarter ounce. And then there's a half ounce of sweet vermouth. And then there's a whole ounce of the strawberry syrup. Ah, but then you get a, a bar spoon of the absinthe. You're pointing at me.
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to distract from that, so I'm pointing at you.
Right, and I've commented on it, so that the people at home feel like they're part of it. That's imagining right. a guy with a bow tie pointing at me in a regular tie.
No, because of the ingredients, and I don't know why it didn't occur to me before, but it doesn't have any of the base spirits in it.
This is baseless.
Baseless, totally baseless.
You're right, there isn't a
base. It's all the stuff that you put in on the side, like if you had gin or vodka or scotch or whatever, and then you pile stuff in, right?
Yeah.
This is like, all the stuff that you pile in into one drink.
Right. This is like having croutons, salad dressing, pine nuts,
that's right.
and bacon bits.
Yeah, exactly.
But no salad.
But no salad. Because those are the only reasons you eat the salad anyway.
That's right.
So like get rid of the lettuce and have all the rest of it. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. This is like a plate of ketchup.
Yeah. No, I think I liked your first one better.
Yeah, my first one was better.
Yeah. Dave missed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's hardly had any of his.
No, I
know. No, he's been busy. He's a man on the move.
So I was letting my wife have a taste of this. So which one do you prefer if you were to choose?
This one is... It's funny because the first one is it's like, holy cow, that's got a lot of bitterness at the back of the throat. But then you pick up on the sweetness and it's pretty fine.
I just went back to the first one. I don't know if that was yours or mine there, Dave. Was that
no,
mine?
That's yours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I like the journey in the Vampire Bloodsicle. I like that it starts off with something and it ends up with the licorice.
Yeah.
Having sit here now, more licorice comes through, but the raspberry coulis is a neat tartness and softens the licorice because I'm not a big black licorice fan. So I really like that because it's full of little surprises.
Right.
I like this other one because it's got a little tiny bit of fizz in it.
Yes.
I've grown to like the bitter flavors, and with the strawberry syrup in it, it's not as bitter as it could be.
Yeah, it fills it up a little bit. You get the more. Taste buds are engaged.
And so I don't know if I have a favorite. I'm going to have to call this a draw because I like them both for different reasons.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let me come... tell me what you guys like and then I'll tell you what I like.
No, I like the second one. I like the... what's it?
The Beetlejuice.
I'd forgotten already.
Now where are you going?
I'm driving the...
your special vermouth.
Special vermouth. I just want to see how much. Yeah, there's not much of it in the drink. I mean, I'm not getting a.
Yes, well, that's. I see where you're going, because you're terrified of vermouth.
Oh, I hate vermouth.
Yeah. Can you pass me your bottle of vermouth, please?
Yeah, no. Here you go. No, I just.
What do you think of that, you bastard? Happy Halloween!
I just want, I wanted to see how much of that transferred over to the drink, and not a lot.
No. God, that's tasty stuff.
Is it?
Yes, it tastes like a haunted vermouth. What I mean by that is it tastes like sweet vermouth, but there's almost a musty quality to it. Like it was pulled from a mummy's hand.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you were taking candy from a baby,
yeah,
and that baby's mummy was also holding on to a bottle of vermouth.
Oh, okay.
And you took the vermouth from the mummy's hand. I might be over exaggerating, but it doesn't just taste like your regular.
We'll see. I don't want to know.
Well, you should have just a tiniest sip.
All right, give me the tiniest of sips.
Okay, the tiniest of sips.
Just for that, for the tip of his tongue.
Oops, sorry.
Then we understand the ingredients that are going in there, but it's not a bitter.
It's.
It tastes like a port, but not as sweet as a port.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like a wine...
I like that. It's quite tasty.
Yeah. It's kind of like a wine syrup, this particular version of it, is almost the way to describe it. Mm. It's like a Madeira wine syrup, or vermouth. Where did you get that from?
The liquor store.
In British Columbia?
In British Columbia.
Mm.
You got it everywhere.
Really?
Almost everywhere.
Really?
Yes.
Can I see the label of it? I might have seen it today when I went and bought the other vermouth.
Often it's in a box.
Ah.
But this is there's a full size as well.
Yeah, that is nice.
It reminds me of something. I can't quite... It's not hitting me.
Halloween, perhaps?
I think I like the first one better. I think I like...
Well, you're both
combination of flavors.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
So you like the first one, you like the second one, and I liked both of them.
I'm a Negronophile, so...
Hmm. I'm not going to do it, but I want to. I wish that we had my cousin Dave here.
I sure do, because he'd love none of these.
I don't think he'd like any of these, but I'd like to know his take on which one he thought was more desirable.
The least objectionable.
Or less desirable.
Yeah, I was trying to...
Which of these two is even least... tasty.
Oh, you had vermouth right up over there.
Sure I do.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's not refrigerated.
That's true.
So it's probably gone sour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I had a couple weeks ago?
Mm.
A cheeseburger?
Nope. I don't eat cheeseburgers.
Second thoughts?
That would have been my...
I had second thoughts about every other second. No, I had a little bit of Highland Park single malt scotch. That was given to my uncle in 1982.
Oh, wow.
It's been sealed since.
Sealed?
It's not been opened. It was cracked open. Sadly, he passed away, and this was...
You're going to keep his liquor cabinet?
No, this was a toast to him on his passing, and his best man gave it to him when he got his second marriage in 1982, and it's been unopened and tried it, and it was... Quite good. I mean, you knock it back and you go.
Well, the first one. If
sure.
You've been off the wagon for a while.
But I thought that was. I thought that was neat. The fact that it had been,
Yeah, that is neat. It's a sad event, but a nice toast to him.
So they made that original, cask of scotch, but 1970.
Was it a 12-year-old?
It was 12-year-old,
So it was a... It
has been aging since 1970.
It was as old as me.
Yeah, it was old as me, pretty much.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Something.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you kept the bottle, of course, because you said, I have a podcast.
They don't know that yet. I know. It's still at the salt house. But
I'm sure your uncle would have wanted it.
He may have. I'll have to... inquire. We'll make some inquiries about that. But
if they want to sponsor
sure,
an episode.
That's right. Yeah.
This episode brought to you.
By the way, folks, if you do want to sponsor an episode, it's dirt cheap.
Is it?
Yeah. $15.
$15.
Yeah. That's an introductory per episode.
All right.
And what do you get if we sponsor an episode?
Well, you get a professionally announced commercial read on air.
Just the one time, or do you get it at the beginning and the end?
You get it at the beginning and the end.
Wow.
So this episode brought to you by...
Yeah, whoever, and they get a nice little commercial done live. And
they get hugs?
Virtual hugs.
Virtual hugs. Well, because
they're not necessarily in the area.
That's a good point.
Now, what if they were in the area, and they were at a liquor product, and they wanted us to use the product? What do we do for that?
We'd have to disclose that, that they're sponsoring, but they don't get any editorial control over what we say about it.
Right. Although, listen to our old episodes, we love everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
They can come by. They can drop by with a bottle.
Sure.
Yes.
We'll give it a... But that's more of a review rather than an actual... This would be an actual commercial.
Right.
Plus, they can give us a photo we can put on our Facebook and Instagram account and...
Share it with the world, because people do follow us.
Remember, folks, about what I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. You sign up for our newsletter, you get $5 off on your first delivery, alcohol delivery.
Mm-hmm.
from a surprise company.
Company. You can find out the name of the company by going to the resource page on our site. GentlemanOfElegantLeisure.com.
Right. Oh, right. And it may or may not be Fred that brings it to your house.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know for sure.
I won't know until I get to the
If it's Fargo, North Dakota, probably not Fred.
Nah.
He's not going to make it. Maybe Montana.
Montana?
It borders BC, so you might get Fred.
I could.
No, making a sales call? You never know.
By the BevMo on the way?
Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
Like, skip the dishes.
Yeah. I'll give you my BevMo card because you get a discount.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah.
Oh. Man. I thought about you at BevMo when I was buying the ginger beer for the last episode because I said, "Have you got a BevMo card?" And I said, "Kind of."
You should have. You should give him my phone number.
I didn't know I was gonna, but I didn't know if you would have done your home number or because you did it in California. If you would have done a cell number, and I didn't want to say, try this one. Is that anything?
Well, I tried it when I was in California. And I gave it to him three different numbers. Said, "No, we don't have it at all." And yet I had a BevMo card. So what phone number I could have possibly given?
These are all my numbers.
I don't know.
Right.
It wasn't even Jessica's cell phone number. I was like, well, what number did I just make it up?
Right.
555-2666?
And then once they have the card, do they not say, oh, the number that's attached to it is...
Yeah. I guess they can't look that up. So, but, you know, it's strange.
Wait, they...
BevMo.
Not bad.
No. You go to this other company, get it delivered to you.
Get it delivered. Oh, that's fantastic.
No.
Yes, no, we're growing in leaps and bounds. Our last couple of episodes, lots of page views and stuff, so keep coming in there and keep try to comment a couple of times. Let us know you're out there because...
You know who is out there?
Who is out there?
Your Uncle Jack.
My Uncle Jack is out there?
Yeah. Hey. I forgot. Yes. We should have said at the beginning, this episode is dedicated to your Uncle Jack.
This has been sponsored by
Uncle Jack.
Is it sponsored by him? He gave us money?
No, I didn't give us money, but he signed up for our newsletter.
Okay, well, that's something.
And he was the first one to sign up?
He was the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the second one, but
still. That's too bad. Otherwise, we would have got this one sponsored by Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack.
Oh, so close.
Good old Uncle Jack.
Yeah, well, he's trying, and that's the main thing.
Well, he's encouraging as well.
No,
is he?
Well, yes, because he listens to the show. Mm-hmm. He's subscribed to that. He was the one that gave me the copy of The Alchemist magazine and told me about the barrel-aged Negroni.
Yeah.
He's actually like the fourth Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
Yeah,
this guy is so involved.
He's our George Martin.
Yeah.
he is.
And our muse as well.
And our muse, yes.
What we create is for him.
Yes,
it is.
Now, he's a big beer guy.
Uh-huh.
What we should do is we should try like a couple of beer cocktails.
Yeah.
I made Hawthorne make a beer cocktail, and I wish I'd written down what it was.
But they have beer cocktails, you made them make you one?
No, it was a beer drink. It was a highball, but it wasn't a highball. It was like a beer with stuff put in it. And I said, I don't want all that beer. Can you make it into just a cocktail? And they did. And now I guess they make cocktails.
So they had some beer in it.
So
it wasn't like a glass of beer with some ingredients.
Yeah.
You had said, how about a quarter of a glass of beer and the same ingredients?
Yes.
Right. And they looked at you questioningly.
No, they just, whatever. We're going to charge you the same. So that saves us three quarters of a...
That was a sad night, as I recall.
I don't think it was.
It was a sad night.
Was it?
Yes. And I know the reason I remember it was a sad night was near the end of our meal.
Yeah.
They had the Canucks game on.
Yeah.
And everybody got like a puck or something was handed out at the table.
Oh, yeah.
And then if the Canucks scored,
uh-huh.
which happens only once or twice a year, so
typically.
It's really rare,
mm-hmm.
they would buy your table drinks. You got free drinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we had had our drinks, we'd had our meal,
right.
we'd had our dessert, and now we were just winding down. The Canucks scored, and they said, hey, your table gets drinks. And I think only Jennifer and I got drinks because everybody else was like, well, no, we're kind of done.
That's not real sad.
It's pretty sad.
Sad, not sad for you.
Well, no, but I guess I what I should have done is I should have got all eight of us to order drinks.
Yeah, and then put them into a Ziploc bag.
Oh, that's why I always have a hot water bottle with me.
Yeah, of course.
That's not as sad as you let off to believe, I have to say.
No, that it would have been sadder had I got like eight martinis dumped in a hot water bottle and taken that home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember it tasting quite so rubbery.
They do, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's so I'm sort of off that, unless it's an emergency.
Well, anyway, we never went back.
What restaurant was that?
Because you got the free drinks and nobody else did?
No, I've been back, but we have never
been back. Oh, no, well, we can't.
At the Hawthorne Beer Market in Cloverdale, British Columbia.
We can't organize ourselves to save our lives.
This episode is brought to you by the Hawthorne Beer Market.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, but it could have been.
Sure.
I'm not giving you the address.
No, yeah, figure it out on your own.
That's right, $15 Hawthorne gets you a proper address. And a proper...
Isn't the one right on the front street there?
176? Yeah, we're not talking about that.
West side, yeah. Okay.
We don't want to give it away.
That's right.
I'd forgotten about the pub.
I think it was good that you used the term Front Street.
Yeah, because now nobody knows.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll never figure it out.
Front Street.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Cloverdale. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be able to Google the Hawthorne Beer Market in Cloverdale and find out where it is without them shelling out $15 to
us. Exactly. No, you'd have to have a subscription to your internet service. Mm-hmm. That's got to be...
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so what's the next topic?
Favorite Halloween candy.
Ooh.
We almost don't have time for any more because we have to get this thing in the can.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
So we can get work to do.
We've never done a show this fast.
No, we'll see if we can get it all up and out by midnight.
I don't know if I have to get it done by midnight. Halloween, I have to get
7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
I've said to people on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/cocktailgents, is that it would be up Halloween early evening kind of.
Oh, it'll be up earlier than that. Because you're gonna might have to go out to the here's the other thing. Maybe you live in an apartment building and you don't get kids coming to your door.
Oh, you're
and you just
lucky.
Look at it and you're yeah, exactly.
What I could do is put at least the first drink on our Facebook page with the ingredients, and that gives people time to run out.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Run out and get the ingredients. They can have it.
Look at you caring about the people.
Oh, I'm a man of the people. I'm salt of the earth.
Exactly. So get out there and vote on November 6th for Dave Klein.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so visit us on our Facebook page. It's Cocktail Gents. On Instagram, Cocktail Podcast. And, of course, our website, gentlemanvelganleisure.com.
Please do. A lot of action on Instagram?
And not as much as we used to. I think it's become a little more competitive, the cocktails category. So, no, not quite as much.
We're going to have to up our game.
That's right. Maybe a bit more full frontal nudity on the Instagram page.
Yeah, my whole face on there.
The problem with Instagram is you can't hyperlink anything in a post. You can only hyperlink on here. So that's a bit of a drawback. So whereas Facebook, you can hyperlink all you like here.
What's the thing on Instagram that they call Instagram Story? What is this? What is this process?
I have no idea. I've never explored it.
And they do video.
Right.
Well,
but unlimited video now, right? Horizontal?
I don't remember. But we have a YouTube channel too, of course.
Oh, that's right. We're all over the place.
And what we should try.
And also on Fox and Friends, we've got a segment.
Yeah,
no, we're not on Fox.
No? No.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
We're on the other one.
CNBC?
I don't know what we're on.
CNN?
I was going to say we should try to do that one of those live YouTube.
Yeah, but there's Facebook Live, but there's also YouTube Live.
What?
But is it coming from this camera?
I believe so.
Yeah, see, that's not going to be very
interesting.
Well, it's just, we should do a short one. We should do the three of us clustered around, we're going to make a drink, and it would be live to the YouTube
viewers. If we use one of our telephones?
Telephonies?
Yeah.
To do what?
Could that work? For the Facebook Live?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but it kind of...
Better than a laptop. Huh?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just thinking that now it's going to move all over the place. And people want to see us live.
Sure.
What we should be doing is booking a location where people can come out and see us live, finally.
Chapters.
Yes. But we're getting ahead of ourselves because there's a good chance that we're going to fold this thing in the next 3 weeks.
We'll hash it out in our next production meeting.
All right.
But the most important.
What about
thing?
Our book?
Oh, yeah.
Working on it.
We're not doing a book?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, we're doing
it.
Oh, good. Tell all.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Behind the scenes stories never before told.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Scandals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's dark days of Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Yep.
Remember the early days? Oh, the backstabbing, the infighting.
Right. Yeah, you weren't even here. Then.
The in-backing, the stab-backing.
Yeah.
All that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Whatever.
But, you know, if there are any of our friends in the United States listening, make sure you get out and vote on November 6th. Doesn't matter who you vote for, but make sure you go vote. You know what my dad used to tell me?
No.
I don't know either.
Go to bed, it's late.
Stop talking.
No, it was always, because sometimes I would say there was going to be an election coming up, and I'd say, I don't know if I'm going to be bothered to go down to vote, because what difference does it make? Uh-huh. And he, who lived through a war, didn't fight in the war, but he lived through a war, so he knew about rationing and sacrifice and stuff like that. And so, you know, people died to make sure that you would still be able to vote. And so it's kind of, it was a little harsh. I mean, I was 8. I wasn't even allowed to vote. But he said, people have actually sacrificed a lot of stuff for you to be able to go vote. Mm-hmm. So go vote. Go vote.
Yeah.
You meet somebody, you get a sticker.
Yeah, how hard can that be?
Exactly. We just had an election here in our little part of Canada, a municipal election.
Really?
And it was like the lowest turnout in years. I think only 3 people voted in the whole province.
Wow. And you weren't one of them.
No, I couldn't be bothered.
No.
Nobody died around here to... No, I voted, but it was a very low turnout, right? 28%, 30%?
Municipal elections got a pretty low turnout, which is sad.
So please, go out and vote, our American friends. You get a chance to vote. What the hell? Go vote.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good day out.
I always wanted to vote in the United States because when I was a kid, they had a machine, right? There was like a curtain and a machine.
With a big handle on it? You pull it down? It's like, wow, that looks really neat.
It's like,
what do we have here? The little ballot you fill out and you stick it in a cardboard box. Come on.
The whole thing is very disappointing. And then at the end, you get a Canadian leader. So it's...
Roughly 1/4 a U.S. gallon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yes, please go vote. Go exercise your thing.
Exercise. Exercise is important too.
That's right. But more important to go vote.
Oh, okay.
Because you can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
do we have any American listeners?
I'm sure we have American listeners.
Sure we do. We have Tweet Smut. I think he's in L.A.
Oh, that's right. He's put a lot of stuff. He was up at the Peterson. Down at the Peterson?
Oh, the Peterson Automobile. We'd say the address, but
we're waiting for the money. Because nothing goes with booze better than automobiles.
That's right.
So yes, we do have American listeners.
Go on
and vote on November 6th.
Yeah.
Just go do it. See what happens.
Here. What could go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong. People died so that you're allowed to vote.
That's right.
Now you're making me feel bad.
I know. Well, that's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. The Peterson Car Museum.
Which may or may not be on Fairfax. What is it on? Is it near Fairfax?
Fairfax and the Boulevard. Fairfax goes this way.
Is it in the old May Company building? What is it in?
That's across the street.
Oh, okay.
They're turning that into a museum. I think that's the L.A. County Museum expanding to the old May Company department store across the street.
Okay. Mm. Where I believe Jack Benny's wife, Mary Livingston, worked. But Jack Benny actually met Mary at a party here in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Really?
Harpo Marx said, we're going to go to a party in the West End.
Yeah.
And Jack Benny said, well, if I have to, I'll go. And met Mary Livingston there. But she worked at the May Company in Los Angeles, California.
But was she from here originally?
No, I think she had a cousin or something here, or a family friend.
Okay.
I don't know why she was visiting
Vancouver is the hub.
Yeah. Harold Flynn died here.
Yeah.
It really is Hollywood North.
It's the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Yep. Ryan Reynolds was born. He voted in the election, the municipal election as well.
Did he? Voted?
Yeah.
Because he's still got
a house, I guess. I mean, there's a picture on his Instagram account.
Mm. Well, there you go. So if Ryan Reynolds is going to vote in a municipal election... A municipal election.
Okay.
When he's not even here a lot of the time, the least you can do on November 6th is go down to your local polling place.
Mm-hmm.
Or drive somebody to the local polling place.
Yeah.
Or if someone's being disenfranchised, get them to a polling place.
And if Ryan Reynolds goes to one of the many fine bars Vancouver.
We got to get him on the show. Ryan Reynolds would do this show. How do we reach out to Ryan Reynolds?
What?
I think
he's listening.
I think that's all you needed to do.
Okay.
Just put the request out.
Put the request. And it will be done.
Okay. Before we wrap it up, though, we've got 2 great Halloween drinks here. Please make them. They're great. One by a local guy, David Wallowidnick, the Vampire Bloodsickle. And this other one from Paul Taylor at Pub Dread in Washington, D.C. Beetlejuice. They're both great drinks to have, whether it's Halloween or not. and be safe and be spooky and be scary. And if you happen to be out and about with Ryan Reynolds.
And say you go to the place where David Wall Widnick works. Right. You want to thank him for this great Halloween cocktail that we include in the show.
Yes.
What would you do? What would you do to him?
I give him a hug.
That's not the gentleman thing to do. That's a lady's thing to do. You know what you got to do.
You got to reach deep into your pockets. I got these brand new pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How deep are your pockets?
Oh, they're pretty deep. These are Costco pants, so they go all the way down to the knees.
Yeah.
And reach deep.
Yeah.
Pull out your last farthing.
Sure.
And be a gentleman of elegant leisure.
And
tip
big.